Okay, listen. I know I talked about it in lesson one, but I'm going to talk about it again in lesson two. In fact, I'm going to spend the entire lesson talking about it. The importance of meditation and the different ways that you can meditate is maybe something that maybe you don't know about. I mean, I think, okay, it's 2023, everybody should know about this, but the truth is maybe you don't. So I think it's really important that you know that not only is it important for, 5,000 reasons, I'm going to give you the biggest ones right now. Meditation is so simple, and I know that people don't often like to make time for themselves, but the truth is that the only way for you to have a healthy life is by reducing stress and anxiety, enhancing your mood, and getting a good night's sleep and boosting your cognitive skills. And guess what? Meditation does all of those things. It's the habitual process of meditating that is going to make all the difference. It's not about meditating like once in a while. It's about if you can incorporate this into your daily, day-to-day life. And I know that it's increasing more and more because people cannot deny the health benefits that you'll receive from this. A lot of people think that it may just be a way to reduce stress in the moment, but I promise you, your body on a cellular level is doing some major things just from that daily meditation. You're having less pain. You're sleeping better. You're more self-disciplined. You have a positive mood. You have a better outlook on things. I know that it's easy to say, I'm going to do it tomorrow, or I'm going to do it this day. If you just plan a routine and you set a time and you stay committed to that, just that one little thing, like what does it take? 5 minutes, 10 minutes? I'd be happy if you said 2 minutes. But let me tell you why. Reduced stress is one of the most common reasons that people try and meditate. And it makes sense because we know that it, you know, reduces our levels decreases our levels of cortisol, the stress hormone. So it's going to decrease those levels and help you with depression and anxiety and blood pressure, and really that fatiguey kind of clouding feeling goes away when you're meditating. So it's super important, but it has to be a routine. And what happens through that daily meditation is you start to notice within even just a short 2 or 3 weeks, stress and things that bother you before don't seem to be such a big deal. It controls your anxiety. Do you know they did a study? They found out 1,300 adults found that meditation decreased their anxiety without any medication. That's huge. That's huge. You have people that are taking all kinds of drugs and medicine for anxiety, and just by meditating, they were able to come off those meds. I mean, that alone is worth it. Then you have your emotional health. So being able to have so much more stabled hormones and emotions and feeling in control of your emotions. They've done a lot of studies that show that not only does it reduce depression, it reduces it by decreasing the inflammatory chemicals in your body. Wait a second. So that means the food that we're eating is crap that we're putting into our body, and meditation can decrease the inflammation in our bodies to allow us to have a healthier lifestyle. That's huge. It also enhances your self-awareness. So it makes you more aware. Your intuition is like on point. You start feeling safer because you start being able to hear things and feel things and understand things. I tell my students the number one way to being a psychic and a medium is meditate, meditate, meditate. It also lengthens your attention span. So you become a better spouse. You become a better employee because you're able to, you know, attend to things and to really think about what people are saying to you and to really hear them cognitively. It can also reduce age-related memory loss, which for myself, I'm only 51, but I'm starting to notice some of those things as I'm going through menopause. And meditation for me has been a godsend. And it can generate kindness. Meditation makes you feel like you want to be kinder to the world, not only to yourself, but to the world. You learn how to extend forgiveness and kindness externally and internally. It allows you to be able to see things for what they are and what they aren't because you're so much more living your life in the moment. Meditation can also help you fight addictions. And a lot of people don't realize this, but so many people in the world that have been going through 12-step programs are now meditating because they've realized how much more it can help them with their impulses and help them to be in the moment and help them to let go of emotional and binge eating or alcoholism or drugs. It improves your sleep. And I know I said that in lesson one, but I can't tell you it enough. Like, meditating for sleep and to cure insomnia is huge. It helps control pain. And I think that's something. Physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, spiritual pain. We've all gone through some kind of pain. And there's a lot of people in life that are actually living with chronic pain. So if you're someone who has chronic pain or has a bad back or has migraines, meditation is a huge lifesaver. It can decrease your blood pressure. Over time, high blood pressure makes the heart work harder to pump blood, which can lead to a poor heart function. So of course, high blood pressure is something that all of us want to get rid of. And being able to do that with meditation is huge. And you know what the best part about meditation? It's accessible anywhere. You can do it in a walk. You can do it. You can do it anytime. You can sit in your car when you're picking up the kids from school. You can do it as soon as you get to work if you just get there 5 or 10 minutes early. You can literally meditate anywhere and with anything. So whether you want to do a guided meditation, whether you want to listen to the waves or listen to a meditation of like a rainy night in a storm, it's so, there's no words that I can put into this course to tell you how incredible this is. But what I can tell you is that if you're looking to get back to basics and if you're looking to find yourself, you have to get quiet. And meditation immediately gets you quiet. I hope that makes sense. I look forward to connecting with you soon.